How you reach emergency roadside assistance? My name is Kim. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, may I have your first name?
Yvette Galvan.
Could you spell it for me, please? Starting with your first name.
Yvette Galvan. Pick up the thing.
And what's your last name? Could you spell it again?
Galvan.
Galvan. V as in voyage or?
V as in Victor. Galvan.
Galvan, yes, ma'am. All right, and for verification, is your callback number 361-426-1253?
Yes.
All right. And would you like to opt in to receive text message alerts from the provider prior to his arrival?
Yes.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. Could you please provide me with some information to look up your membership? Do you happen to have your policy number or your
number?
Okay, could you give it to me, please?
65-555-431-725.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you to make sure I have it correctly. 65-555-431-725.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. All right, it's pulled up. And what is the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
1999 GMC Sierra.
Okay, and what's the color?
Well, blue.
All right. All right, and to confirm, the reason you need the service today is?
We had a flat tire, and I'm having problems taking off my tire. I really just need help to put my spare.
Okay, so you need tire change service.
Is there a fee for that? I'm not sure what services are offered on my account.
You're covered.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure until I get to that screen. But it says you does have one service, so but I will let you know in just a moment. Ma'am, does your vehicle have lock and hubcaps?
No.
And does your spare tire require a special tool to remove it?
No.
Okay. And where are the keys? Do you have the keys?
Yes.
All right, may I have the address of the location of the disabled vehicle?
2458 Lindsay.
2458 Lindsay, could you spell it?
L-I-N-D-S-E-Y.
And is that a street? Oh, that's your drive, your address.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, at this, coverage amount, yeah. Just one moment.
Mm-hmm.
It says your benefit covers you up to $50, but we've calculated the service costs more than your benefit. If you choose to proceed, which payment options do you have available to you at this time in case the service costs are more than your benefits would cover?
Well, I would need to know how much more before I can know whether to proceed or not.
I'll let you know as soon as I reach out to the provider.
Okay.
So would you like to hold on, or would you rather me to just call you back?
I can hold on.
Okay. And would you prefer to pay by cash or card?
Probably cash, but I would prefer not to pay at all.
Okay.
I thought it was included in our policy.
Your insurance only covers you for $50.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to make sure that that's within the provider's fee. So you're going to hold on, or would you like me to do?
Yes, I'll hold on.
Okay. I'll be right back with you as soon as I get off the phone with the provider. Hold on just a moment.